On this first Sunday of Advent, Holy Scripture has for us these four words. First, rend the heavens. Second, come and save us. Third, grace to you and peace. Fourth, be watchful. First, from Israel's great dread at the wretchedness of sin, the prophet Isaiah cries out to the living God, "Rend the heavens and come down." And in the fullness of time, this petition was fulfilled when God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. Second, in his people's desperate need of redemption from suffering, King David cries out to the living God, "O Shepherd of Israel, come and save us." And in the fullness of time, this petition was fulfilled when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son. Third, to the church in Corinth, divided by factions and struggling to live as faithful Christians among hostile pagans, St. Paul sends greetings from the living God, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." The Son born of woman, the Word who became flesh, is the sacrament of our reconciliation with the Father from whom we turn away in our sins. And Christ Jesus alone is our lasting peace and the source of saving grace. The new year of grace begins today, and we prepare once again to celebrate the birth of the Messiah on December 25th. But if our observance of Christmas is to be more than mere empty sentimentality, then we must understand that the God of glory did rend the heavens and did come down to save us from the everlasting death of sin by dying for us and by rising so that in grace and peace we might live now the life of the new creation and bear witness to the truth of the gospel that Jesus Christ is Lord. My friends, it is the eternal Word himself who instructs his disciples in every age how to live by grace through faith and how to bear witness to him. The prophet Isaiah and King David knew the Word of God before his coming to us in the flesh, and we know him in the time between his resurrection and the day of his return in glory. But at all times, Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever, and to him belongs all time and all the ages, for he is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. In these 4 weeks, while we ponder his past, present, and future advents, the eternal and incarnate Word teaches us to live every day as though it is the end of days. And so we come to today's fourth word: be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. What I say to you, I say to all: watch.